Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have the superintendent of the Jamestown Public School District, Robert Leck, joining us. And Rob, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Warren. I always appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Yep, we love having you on, Rob. Busy guy as always. Lots of things going on with the school district, but very informational when we have you come on. And today we want to talk. We've talked a lot about citizen steering committee and a lot about improvements at the schools and enrollment at the schools. And that's going to kind of be our focus again today. Some new information though coming around as far as facility conditions and enrollments, which is kind of going to be our topic today. So we'll jump right into it. Rob, you and the school board and staff and everybody have been keeping up to date with all these different facility needs and preparing the schools for 21st century learning. That's kind of the focus behind all of that. So I guess where should we start? I mean, you know, we've talked about budgeting for preventative maintenance and the capital projects plan. So let's just jump right into this. Facility conditions are going to be a big focus moving forward in the next couple of years for the Jamestown Public School District.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, and we've started. It's really a challenge. There's 9 buildings that we're required to manage, update, maintain, and it really is a challenge. So we've been fortunate. We've been pretty proactive in terms of getting assessments of our buildings. We actually have done 2 different ones. One was a facility assessment by our architectural firm. And the second was an independent school facilities director that we came in contact with through our construction manager.
Yeah.
And I thought it's really been great. And I think it's given that 10,000 foot view and an objective view of our facilities from 2 other entities. And it's really been valuable. And it's helped us to prioritize not just in this year, but over the next 5 years, and then that 6 to 10 year mark. So we get a real macro level look at what our schools are. And I think it's been extremely valuable, but it certainly is a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, with the nine buildings, it's got to be a challenge. So what we're going to talk a little bit about today, Rob, is that your facilities, they have been well maintained. But that's because you've been putting money towards, you know, the boilers or things like that. But at what point does it get to where, you know, we need to just buy a new boiler because it's going to pay for itself as far as efficiency goes, right?
Yeah, it certainly will. The kind of the gold standard for maintaining facilities is that 80 to 90 cents per square foot. In both of these different assessments that came back, both reported really doing a good job in maintaining. Really doing a good job in maintaining systems. So like you've talked about, Warren, it comes down to a point where it's still working.
Yeah.
The systems are still effective. However, at what point do they become inefficient? You know, we look at our boilers. We have a number of boilers from 1958, 1960 running in our elementary schools. beyond that kind of thing, there's roofs that we need to consider and plan for down the road. And that's really what this capital projects plan that we've talked about before does, lays out priorities over the next 10 years to say, you need to start planning for these things. Yeah. If you just wait until there's a failure in a system, you're kind of pushing your luck. And we want to make sure that we're proactive and staying in front of that game. And that capital projects really helps us lay out those costs. And that's really been a driving force for our school district in terms of the facility component.
Right. So again, Robert Leck, superintendent of the Jamestown Public School District, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. So let's go into that a little bit, Rob, because that's really the focus of today's talk. We want the public to know that it's going to get to a point where we're going to start looking for other ways to finance projects like this, because you guys only have a certain amount that you put towards these maintenance projects and everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We levy 10 mils in our building fund.
Yeah.
And that is the bulk of what we use to maintain our and update our facilities. The issue comes when we look at that capital projects plan. In the next 3 to 5 years, like I said, we break it down by the year that we're in, the next 3 to 5 years, and then that 6 to 10 year window down the road. And just looking in that 3 to 5 range, to keep it easy, we levy 10 mils for the building fund. Mm-hmm. That raises about $600,000. Okay, let's just to make it easy.
Yeah.
And beyond that $600,000, there's about $2 million in improvements in that next 3 to 5 year span. We're, as a district, we've talked about that being our bubble.
Yeah.
You know, that bubble of need is coming. And where that, again, with the bulk of that is what we've talked about before, those mm-hmm. systems that are reaching the end of their life, those roofs that are, you know, that have been well-maintained. We've done a good job with them. Yeah. Our maintenance group, our maintenance team has done an excellent job in maintaining those. But at some point, those systems don't last forever.
Right.
And we have to be planning. And that's what we're looking at. So it's a little worrisome when you consider that bubble and the fact of we know what we're generating. We're generating yeah. 600,000. And then annually what we need in that span is about 2 million beyond that per yeah. year. And you know, if we really want to update our facilities. So that is certainly something that as a public, we need to be aware of. Are we okay with continuing to maintain a system that's inefficient and hoping that we don't have a larger issue like mm-hmm. a roof that yeah. needs to be replaced and just kind of planning for that year by year? Or do we want to look long term, change out systems that are inefficient, like a boiler heating system, replacing that with a system that really in 3 years is probably going to pay itself off. If yeah. you look at a boiler from 1958, imagine having a boiler from that heating your home
yeah.
and the efficiency difference that would be from purchasing a new system. And obviously that new furnace is going to be more efficient and you do save money in the long term.
Absolutely. That's just an example of that. We're going to keep up to date with this. And obviously, Rob, too, this information that you're providing us and our listeners right now, it's all going to be sent out to individuals. It's always accessible by anybody.
Yeah. We've really tried to continue to find new ways to communicate with patrons. And that doesn't just mean parents. Yeah, or right. students. You know, we're talking everybody in the community we feel as part of our school community. And so we're conducting a series of communications related to this issue.
Yeah.
We send them out via our school district app. If you haven't downloaded that, it is, if you can search on the Google Play or on the Apple Store, and it is Jamestown 1. You could search for that. We send that out via the app, our school district Facebook page, Twitter account, the email lists that we have through the school.
Yep.
We send those out, and it's also posted on our website. We try to make them what I call one-pagers, it's a brief one-page document
yeah.
that's focused on one topic. We've done one on facility conditions that we just sent out recently. We've sent out another one on the process that we've used so far, and we'll continue to have those little one-pagers or other videos that we're sending out to help people understand where we're going, what we've been doing. And of course, people can always email me, robert.leck@k12.nd.us, or reach out to me by phone at the office, 252-1950.
So yeah, there's lots of ways to get the information. So let's talk a little bit about enrollment too, Rob. Recently, you guys were visited by Robert Schwarz with RSP, talked about the enrollment, and you guys, you're actually pretty happy about the numbers he presented to you guys.
Yeah, what we do is enrollment is, especially in the way schools are funded now, it's a very student-centric formula.
Yeah.
And so enrollment is really a critical component of future planning, even more so than it has been in the past. And so we engaged with RSP and Associates, a very well-known, effective enrollment projection firm. And we've worked with them in the past. They came and did an update for us, and they're showing 2% increase over the next 5 years. And we were really pretty happy with that. If you look at the environment in our state economically, you look at other school districts, many struggling with declining enrollment,
yeah.
And to have a stable enrollment and a little bit of growth is really a positive thing. And I think what it shows is the community of Jamestown has got a lot of really positive things happening. And I think if you just take a look around in our community, I think it's pretty obvious to see that.
Absolutely. And these two go hand in hand too, Rob. These facilities maintenances and projects and the capital projects, they go hand in hand because you have to have the facilities, the updated facilities to support that kind of growth.
Absolutely true. And that's another part of our what we're looking at in terms of future planning. It's not just facility upgrades, it's capacity.
Yep.
It is the marriage that facilities have with what I call educational adequacy,
yeah.
How we are preparing our students, how we want our teachers to teach, It's an understated role that facilities play in that. Yeah. You know, we have school facilities that were built for in the 20s, in the 60s,
yeah.
And they're great facilities. They don't really always match up with the needs, and our teachers have to be creative sometimes in how we use that space.
Yeah.
And if there's a way that we can modify that space, be efficient and recognize the good facilities that we do have and just modify them a little bit to help teach at that 21st century level, I think there's really some great outcomes for our students.
Absolutely. So Rob Leck, again, Superintendent, Jamestown Public Schools. Information is always out there. You're always open to hearing any questions or concerns. Is there anything else you wanted to just throw out there, Rob? Is there anything else that we're missing?
I think just the reinforcement that, yeah. You know, we want to reach out from a community standpoint the best that we can. And beyond our app, emails, website, Facebook page, Twitter accounts, if there's any other way that that anybody would like to receive that information, please just let us know. We'd be happy. You know, our goal is really to get the information out. So however it is that somebody needs to hear that, we'd be happy to know about that so we can help out.
Perfect. Rob, as always, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you, Warren.